Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 149 for Wednesday, November 19th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were weaker Wednesday morning, following the softness in the Chicago soy complex. Canola values were anywhere from $3 to $5 lower, the January contract down $3.10 at $430.20 per ton. Spillover pressure also came from the decline seen in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures overnight. Technical selling, as the market has been struggling to follow through on strong closes this week, added to the bearish tone. Generally good planting conditions for South American soybeans and the record large U.S. soybean crop continued to overhang prices. However, weakness in the Canadian dollar limited the declines, as did slow farmer selling in Western Canada. Soybean futures were sharply lower, with weakening soy meal values behind some of the declines. The soy meal market softened as buyers were looking for cheaper supplies in South America and other countries due to a recent rally in U.S. prices. Values were anywhere from 12 to 16 cents lower, the January contract 14 and 3 quarter cents lower at $10.08 a bushel. Ideas that China won't be purchasing any more soybeans in the near term due to a large amount of vessels still waiting to ship and easing crush margins further undermine values. The record large U.S. soybean crop and good conditions for South American planting were also bearish. Corn futures moved lower following the decline seen in soybeans. Prices were anywhere from 4 to 6 cents lower, December down 5 and a quarter cents at $3.66 and 3 quarter cents per bushel. Slow export demand for the commodity and concerns that high ethanol prices will reduce exports of the biofuel out of the U.S. were also bearish. However, firmness in the U.S. corn cash markets helped to temper the losses. Wheat values were also softer, with slow export demand amid strong competition from other countries behind the losses. The market was anywhere from 8 to 10 cents lower, December down 8.5 cents at $5.40 per bushel. Further downward pressure came from the weakness in corn and soybeans, the large global supply situation, and continued profit-taking on last week's sharp rally. However, worries about cold weather hurting some U.S. winter wheat crops this week were supportive. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Wednesday, November 19th. I'm Taryn Shields.